Okay, and welcome to Going Native. It is our traditional ISO CPP meeting wrap-up thing, and our not-so-traditional Billy O'Neill, introduce yourself.
Hi, I've been on one of these before. I work on standard library stuff.
Okay, Gabriel Dustrace on the C++ team.
And you guys just got back, yes. From Rapperswil, Switzerland. And we're the most recent...
Switzerland.
Yes. As you can tell by the hats.
Yes.
That Gabby has a different kind of hat. So tell us a little bit about how the thing went. Gabby, do you want to kick it off?
Oh, yeah. So Rapperswil was very interesting in the sense that it is the meeting before the last where C++ 20 features are supposed to be, set in stone.
By which you mean the last one, the next one will be the last one that they take new features. Is that the right way to think about it?
Exactly. So the next standards meeting in San Diego in November will be the last one where we're taking the new features that we haven't talked about before.
The feature freeze.
That's right.
So it's getting down to the wire on
that's
C++
right. So,
20.
Yeah. So yes. If at this meeting and at Rapperswil meeting, if you want to something to be there, it's big enough, like let's say coroutines or modules, this is getting really have to push forward. And one thing we also did was to have an evening session on talking about the directions that we want to have for C++ 20, because really we're in the middle of the release cycle.
It's sort of like a special section to discuss like sort of directional stuff. Okay, so what was the outcome of that?
So the outcome, the first thing is that, so the direction group is about five or six people who have very strong reputation in the community and the committee and, have sense of design and that kind of stuff. They're supposed to tell us what we should be doing and
it's
focus.
It's a relatively new group, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it was created
about
a year ago, because at some point people were worried that the attention, the WG21's attention was a little bit unfocused, going in all directions and doing little things. So at least now, at this meeting, they strongly encourage us to work on key stuff like concepts, which we mostly got into the standard. We have small stuff like syntax, natural syntax.
But basically baked and ready to come.
That's right. Ranges, modules, network, and coroutines. Those are the big, so when we talk big ideas, these are features that have the potential of changing how people write code. This is very important to get people excited about the language. We have to address new challenges. We have to be able to change how people are writing code, not just small stuff that we did before. So that was very, very important to have that directional discussion.
Yeah. Okay, and then so let's start with the ones that we are sort of the drivers for here in Microsoft land, or those of us sitting on green couches, for instance.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's start with modules. What happened with modules?
So, as you remember, last time around, we had...
On the last episode.
Yes, which was for Jacksonville. We had presentation by Google about Richard Smith, about what I call the Atom proposal, another take on module. And we were directed by the Evolution Working Group to come with a merge of those ideas into the module TS. So going into Rapperswil, Richard Smith and I worked very hard on a document, a joint document, that represented a very good compromise that we presented to the Evolution Working Group.
Yeah, like sort of a joint presentation.
We had a joint presentation, Richard's going through the slide, he'll make comments, I'll compliment the comment, people ask questions, we'll both answer, we're really both.
I have to say, when I saw both your names on that paper, I was a little surprised.
Yes, cats and dogs living together.
Richard is very, very good guy to work with. So it was a pleasure, and it was quite interesting to see the Evolution Working Group, basically unanimously applaud.
This is almost like a special session for it.
So it was Tuesday. Ville, the chair of Evolution Working Group, scheduled Tuesday for only modules, just like we had Wednesday for coroutines only. And so we had that.
We'll get there next.
We'll get there. And the thing that happened going in there, Richard and I had two ideas. One is to have this merge proposal into the TS working draft, and the second, take a subset of that merge proposal to put it into the C++20. And the thing that happened was that everybody was saying, oh, merge proposal into the TS, fantastic, almost unanimous, right? But the subset actually didn't get traction. And the reading of the room essentially was, it is all or nothing. Okay. So for example, you know, the representative from Facebook say, well, if you take the subset, that's going to be another word, right? It's more like you want to have
kind of the existing.
Yeah, you know, so. And since this was the second to last meeting to get big feature complete, it put pressure on modules. Like we're going to have a special meeting dedicated to modules only the week before CppCon, which is in September, mm-hmm. To make progress on that, so that in San Diego we can and show the community.
So special session here in lovely Washington State, yeah. In September.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
So so that was on modules. So the state is unsure. To get into C++20. You know,
but
personally,
the big win was the merge proposal.
Yes, the merge proposal. You know, and the community seems to be loving it, and I think that's a real progress, right? So the next day we talk about coroutines, and you know, Google had ideas. You know, if you remember again, last session on Jacksonville, they said they had some concerns and that they are working on. Solutions to address their concerns. They do present that proper spiel, and they did, right? They proposed their ideas about how a slightly different coroutine system, what they call core coroutine, will work. And after that presentation, Gores also got the opportunity to present some kind of rebuttal, and the group, the evolution working group, look at it and say they are ready with the coroutine TS, which has been there for more than 3 years now, right? And to move that forward to get into C++20, the unfortunate thing that happened in plenary was that
the full session.
Yeah, so the full session, the full committee in session on Saturday morning. That motion to merge the coroutine TS into C++20 working draft didn't get traction, and I'll say it was very
just
close.
Fell short of what was considered consensus.
That's right. It fell short of that. My hope is that Gore will be working with the national bodies who had concerns. You know, there were four who voted against to work with them and address their concerns, and I really hope that we'll make progress there and get. C++20.
And effectively, there'll be another vote in San Diego.
Yeah, yes. I think we'll try again in San Diego. It's very important. So coroutines are one of the big features that the direction group said we should be working on. And the community has been waiting for it. And we know that it is deployed. Implementation is available in the Microsoft compiler, in the Clang compiler. So people have been testing this.
Right.
They have opportunity to test more. And I wish we have more in GCC. And my friends, GCC, if you get some spare time, please work on this. This is really important for the community.
Okay, so before we let Billy regale us with stories of libraries, let's finish up with contracts.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So big stuff. Big, really. So we're talking about big features that have the potential of changing how we write code. And contracts are an example of that. So contracts have been proposed for a long time.
Yes.
I think, for C++OX didn't get traction, and 14 didn't get there, you know, especially from Bloomberg with John Lakos. And after that, you know, I've worked intensively with John Lakos and from Spain delegation, Danielle Garcia, who has done a fantastic job. I was overwhelmed with module work. So he shepherded this work through core and the wording, and so did a fantastic job. And contract got voted into the C++20 working draft. So. In short, what are contracts? So this is just a feature that allows you to write a summary of what a function expects of its argument and what it guarantees as a result of running that function. And being able to write those as part of the interface actually allows several things, which is you have a systematic way of ensuring that well, when you call a function, the contract, the preconditions are met. If they are not met, then, you know, by default, you get instant fail or terminate.
And this is static and dynamic, or choose?
So it has a few parameters. So you can parameterize by, oh, don't do any check. Shouldn't be doing that. If it is part of the interface, you should be doing the check. So have dynamic check, and if you only want to have a static analysis check, you also have that. It's the axiomatic form. You can say insurer's axiom x greater than zero, for example.
Got it. Right?
And this way, you need fewer non-standard extensions like we do with the sal annotation and macros.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes. So it has this parameterization, you know, what you call build mode. Like you want to have extensive checking. So we have assertions also can put in the body definition of a function, right? That's, for example, the preferred method by Bloomberg. It's like, just put all assertions.
Instead of a static assertion.
Instead of having preconditions and postconditions expressed at the declaration interface level. So having that actually helps analysis.
And it'll allow you to express your intent directly in the code.
In code as opposed to English, and having mismatch between what the code is doing and what the comment is doing. Compilers don't read comments.
Right.
Right. So this is.
So, Gabby, you spent most of your week in the evolution working group, and Billy spent most of his in the libraries working group, right?
Yes. So
what happened there?
So, in library, there is a library evolution group where they talk about big, fancy new features like this. Library is a little more boring. we basically take these neat things that the evolution group gives us and we make sure that the words that will go into the spec actually say what the intended design is. And so we have a big backlog of these deep features we want to merge into the spec. In particular, we looked at parallelism 2, mm-hmm. and most of the time last week, or 2 weeks ago now, was...
it's confusing.
yes, was spent looking at a... sort of processor agnostic way of asking for SIMD intrinsics. So you can say, I have something that looks like a vector register and I want to broadcast the same value into all of the cells, things like that. So that's targeted for parallelism 2. We reviewed wording for the reflection TS. So they added support to look at what a function is and what parameters it accepts, and unpacking lambdas to get to their operator parentheses.
Oh, cool.
Stuff like that. And we also added atomic ref to the C++ 20. That didn't go through a TS. It went directly into C++ 20, which is a way of, if you can't change your data structure to use std atomic, but you also don't want to write horrible, nasty, compiler-specific intrinsics. You can sort of wrap this thing around your int or whatever and do atomic operations on it that way instead of having to change the data structure. So hopefully this will let people who have like publicly documented data structures like Windows use
More
standard code and also just prettier code, because you don't have to like remember, oh, this is interlocked something something. Oh, no, wait, this is the 16-bit version.
Got it.
Oh, no, wait, I need the acquire version, etc. It's just like, let standard library developers write that horrible, nasty.
I understand thing. You're very passionate about this one.
Yes, we have people who get to use our horrible intrinsics, and I want people to be able to not do that.
You're bringing beauty into the world, basically.
Yes, I went to the proposals or to the proposers and said, this creates problems for our implementation, but I want this feature so bad, I don't care. Like, we need this thing. Like, this should have always been there, and now we'll have it.
So. Great. So before we wrap, we want to talk just a little bit about the tools working group, I think.
Oh yeah, for library, I think standard library concepts in there. It's so important.
Yes. We added standard library concepts, and I neglected to mention this because this is in support of ranges stuff mm-hmm. that we hope to do next meeting. So
yeah. We should probably do a whole talk on, or a whole episode on
ranges
at some point.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So regarding tooling, so this is the second meeting that the tooling study group which was created a couple of months ago,
yes.
Met. And the discussion was mostly about build systems and package management. So we got a very live demo by Boris Kopachev, who is the build to system,
yes.
and he showed what was possible. It was well received and get excellent discussions. And then Robert Schumacher, who works for you,
the VC package guy.
Guru, not guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Made a presentation.
Yes, master.
Made a presentation. It was really, really nice. Even though the group is still working on its charter, and I personally expect that package management will take more prominence in how we're thinking
about
it.
But it's kind of cool to just have all of the people working on package management getting in the room.
Yeah,
and
this is a real problem for the C++ community. To make real adjustment, we need to tackle that problem. Not necessarily having a standard definition of package management, but at least having the tool vendors and users in the same room and talk about this problem and how to solve them is fantastic.
Because there are packages that exist that don't necessarily make sense to freeze forever
That's
in
right.
stone in the standard library.
So I think that was really, really good. I'm very passionate about this tooling study group because it will help us solve real problems, and we can't always imagine that the problems we have, yes, the programming problems, but they're not necessarily programming language problem, right? We can't solve them within
sure.
the language. You know, it's just the tools around that we have to work on.
Great. Yes. Okay, so let's wrap up. So the next meeting, we already talked about this a little bit, is in November in San Diego, except for a few small, like, topic-specific sessions
yes.
before CppCon when everybody else comes here anyways, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. And so if you want to join, where did they go to look?
ISOCpp.org gives you all the information. And one thing that I would like the community to do is please talk to your tool vendor, talk to your compiler vendor, and have them spend, invest more into coroutines than modules and give us feedback. These are important functionality
yes.
for
we would like a compiler that has both concepts and coroutines.
Yes, and modules. So,
yes.
My friend at GCC, please, please, pretty please, can you do something?
Okay, thanks for watching.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye.